Good evening. This is Akashwani Itanagar. The news read by Morgan Bagra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a series of bilateral meetings on the sidelines of the G7 summit at Apulia in Italy today. Mr. Modi met French President Emmanuel Macron this afternoon and discussed ways to further strengthen partnership, especially in areas of defence, nuclear, space, education, climate action, digital public infrastructure, critical technologies, connectivity and culture. The duo exchanged views on key global and regional issues and agreed to further intensify strategic defence cooperation with increased focus on making India in the realms of AI, critical and emerging technologies, energy and sports, while working closely in context of the forthcoming AI Summit and United Nations Oceans Conference to be hosted in France next year. The Prime Minister later met his UK counterpart Rishi Sunak on the sidelines of the G7 summit. Pro Tem Speaker of the 8th Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly today administered the oath of affirmation to all the newly elected legislators of the State Legislative Assembly during a special session of the House. The House will elect the Speaker and Deputy Speaker for the 8th State Legislative Assembly tomorrow. Earlier, Ninong Iring, one of the senior members of the House, was sworn in as the Pro Tem Speaker of the Assembly in an official ceremony at the Vivekananda Hall, Rajbhavan, Itanagar yesterday. Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik administered the oath. Iring will perform the duties of the office of the Pro Tem Speaker until the Speaker is chosen by the Assembly. The Supreme Court today sought responses from the Centre and the National Testing Agency on a plea seeking a CBI probe into allegations of question paper leaks and other irregularities in the NEET UG examination. The Apex Court further issued notices to private parties on a plea of the NTA seeking the transfer of cases pending in various high courts on the NEET UG rule to avoid multiplicity of litigation. In response to the Supreme Court's order, Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan today said that the central government is committed to protect the interests of NEET examinees. In a social media post, Mr. Pradhan said that facts related to NEET examinations are in cognizance of Supreme Court. He assured the students that all their concerns will be addressed with fairness and equity and no student will be at a disadvantage. Senior BJP leader Jewel Oram today assumed charge as the Minister of Tribal Affairs in New Delhi. Addressing a press conference after taking charge, Mr. Oram said that it is the priority of the ministry to intensify the network of education and boost the health sector in tribal regions. The minister further added that it is an honour to lead the ministry for the third time. The Itanagar Permanent Bench of the Guwahati High Court on Wednesday informed that the court will remain closed with effect from 2nd July to 12th July next on account of summer vacation. In an official notification, the court further informed that the officers and the staff will attend the office under a roster arrangement to avoid inconvenience to the public. The Gajraj Corps of the Indian Army, Tawang, donated a total of 400 books to Government Higher Secondary School, Jang. The books cover a diverse range of subjects catering to the varied interests and academic pursuits of students. Additionally, the corps also donated 8 bookshelves, 1 computer with a table and a chair, and 8 tablets with stands to ensure systematic organization and easy accessibility of these resources, facilitating an efficient and learning experience. The continuous effort of the Indian Army is under Operation Sadbhavana, which aims at nurturing goodwill and development in strife-torn areas. About 2 million pilgrims from across the world are converging at Mina in Saudi Arabia as the annual 5-day Hajj pilgrimage began today. More than 1,75,000 pilgrims from India are participating in the pilgrimage. Out of this, 1,40,020 pilgrims have reached there through Hajj Committee of India. The highest number of 5,000 Indian women pilgrims will perform Hajj without mihram or male guardian this year. The pilgrims began their journey from the holy city of Mecca to assemble in Mina. They will spend the night there and move towards the plains of Arafat at dawn tomorrow for the day's main ritual of Hajj, reciting prayers. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.